Hi, everybody. It's 2 minutes past one. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Dave's here.
Hello.
Did you enjoy today, Barry?
Yeah, actually, it was good fun.
Why are you surprised?
Nah, just was good crack.
Do you think it was because we sang R. Kelly at the top?
Could be. Maybe we should do it. You've ruined the surprise now. For
oh, yeah.
People.
The start of the show may or may not have us singing R. Kelly for no reason. Look, here, great guest the attendance.
It was attritional. It was epic.
Yeah.
It was a battle.
Yeah.
There was sportsmanship.
Really was.
There was dirt.
Mm.
It had everything.
It did.
Yeah, it was and an athletic.
Yeah. And they might
keep it. Was a game changer.
They might keep it in the podcast, they might not. We just don't know. Hopefully they
do.
Well,
if they don't, I won. And if they do,
who knows what happened.
Ooh.
Don't do that. Don't do that again. Here are the best bits of our show.
I look
you
like Tony
them?
Adams doing a drill. Ooh.
Play the tape.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
It's the world's greatest drum. It's the world's greatest. Come on. The world's greatest. I am a mountain. I am a tall tree. Oh, I am a swift wind sweeping the country. I am a river down in the valley. Oh, I am a vision and I can see clearly. If anybody asks you who I am,
shut your eyes, Barry.
Just stand up tall, look him in the face and say, yeah, I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope. With my back against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
Shut your eyes, Barry. Think about what you're going to do on this show today. Just believe it, Barry. Do what you can.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendinning from The Guardian here until one after us. Mark Saggers, Sunday exclusive. Jim Proudfoot and Ray Howell, your commentary team. West Brom versus Liverpool. Live and exclusive national radio commentary of that game. And, of course, updates after that of the big game from Old Trafford. Manchester United versus Chelsea. Can they keep going? Might they drop points? Will Jose park the bus? Barry, hello. How are you?
I'm just looking at a tweet here, Max.
Yeah.
It's from Glenn Tamplin,
yeah,
the owner of Billericay Town.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what he's talking about. Billericay Town FC changing room tune goes virally. Tweet.
Yeah.
Keep hating us and driving us, you haters. laughing, crying with laughter emoji. R. Kelly now 69 in the charts. We won't mention the significance of that number. But, yeah, what's he on about?
Do you know the thing about that? I mean, it's quite... You watched that video of the Billericay Town team singing The World's Greatest.
Yeah.
About 15 times this morning, didn't you? And you just, it is the gift that keeps on giving.
It made me really happy on this Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everyone.
Do you know what perhaps is even more worrying is I actually really quite enjoyed singing before the show.
Do you think we should do it like on a regular basis?
81089 on the text, if you want to let us know.
We should have got the production team involved as well.
Yeah,
everyone in here.
Gary Birtles is doing Footballers Are Nice. He should have been here. Justin Morehouse should have been here. We should have got Houghton, Saggers would have Saggers would have loved that, wouldn't he? I suppose he would say they went on and won that cup, right? If you don't know what we're talking about, because only 20% of the population have Twitter, right?
Right.
So that means there are, you know, we obsess with it. If you have not seen this video, I strongly recommend you get a son or a grandson or granddaughter, whatever, to show you the Billericay Town team in a huddle singing The World's Greatest before they went on to play in a cup final, which they did win.
So it was the Ryman League cup final. They won 8-2, I think.
Yeah. I mean, credit to them for that. And I know it's been
discussed. But they do have
already
some ringers in. Well, not ringers, but, you know, Billericay Town, for anyone who doesn't know, they're owned by this wealthy guy from Essex called Glenn Tamplin. He's done very well for himself. I think he's a steel magnate.
Okay.
And
I'd say you'd probably have to say magnate if you're talking about steel, because otherwise,
yes, magnate.
People might just think he's a magnet.
Well, he may well be.
He's a magnet for singing.
And he now manages the team. He's brought in Paul Konchesky, Jamie O'Hara play for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in the Ryman League South, same division as Lewis FC. And yeah, anyway,
he's put some money into the club.
He's put a lot of money into the club, mm-hmm. and. Yeah, so anyway, yesterday, Billericay Town got beaten by Leatherhead.
They did, yeah. Jimmy Bullard manages Leatherhead.
Yeah, and after the game, 3-2 thriller. And after the game, the Leatherhead players sang World's Greatest in the dressing room with Jimmy Bullard hammering on the wall, presumably the wall that separated them from their opponents.
The thing I really love about the Billericay one is, obviously, there's a couple of guys in there going, am I really, is this really, you know, they've clearly played football for a while, yeah. And they haven't necessarily been made to sing any sort of motivational song before a game. And there's one tall lad who clearly is like laughing and going, I can't believe I'm doing that. And then thinks, I'm getting paid by these guys. I've got to be in for this. So sort of tries to, you know, when you've got the giggles and then you have to, like, you put your hand, you sort of slide your hand down your over your face to say, right, straight face time, straight face. I'm going to sing R. Kelly now. It's just a thing of total joy. And look, off the back of that, if you have had a manager, because quite interesting, I think the lower down you go, it's sort of more humorous the lower down the pyramid it is, right? I know football managers playing amateur football who have made the team, right, in the changing room, stand in their formation, like 4-4-2, just like in a very tiny room.
Well, my in my old school, the hurling coach used to do that in the dressing room before the game, except there's 15 players on a hurling team.
So if you get a small dressing room.
Yeah.
this is a text says, Barry's heavy breathing at the end of that sing-off, coupled with Max's enthusiasm. Galvanised one was one of the most frightening post-mental images I've ever had. Thanks, lads. Total pleasure. Do you want the agenda for today's show?
Yes, I'm not sure how we're going to top how we started it.
No. Well, anyway, we've got to
downhill all the way from
well,
here.
Well, no, that's meant to have motivated us, and I presume all the listeners were joining in.
I'd hope so.
I would hope so, anyway. So, look,
are switching to TalkSport 2.
Probably, yes. We have a 10-point agenda. If we achieve it, well done us and you, and if we don't, it doesn't matter. And it really doesn't matter since, you know, we're moments away from a nuclear war. So,
you know something, actually, I went for you gave me permission to go out last night because
yeah, I was
you were
in
bed by nine, so mm-hmm. you tweeted me, said, you know, go out, go mad. So I did. I had 4 pints of beer.
Oh, good for you.
But myself and my mates were discussing the imminent Armageddon.
Yeah.
And we weren't that bothered.
Were you not?
No, it's just been such a mad week. It's been really weird.
Well, I think the thing is, it doesn't feel real
right
now. I
think I could go happily now.
What, now you've sung that song? Now
I've sung that song.
A minute of your life.
Tony Adams do his drills.
It's
just been a strange, strange week.
Oh, those drills are so lovely from Tony Adams. So we discussed, point one, we discussed motivational experiences. If you've had a good one, if your manager's made you sing a song before a game or giving you some excellent advice, let us know, please, 81089. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League review is here in just a second. Point three, we'll find out what Alan McAnally's wearing. Oh, McAnally would have sung that song with gusto, wouldn't he? We'll get the latest odds as well from BetSafe. Point four, we'll speak to an England cricketer, West Brom fan. Point five, we find out if a double European Cup winner has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point six, Ian Culverhouse has a celebrity fan. Point seven, our Chelsea correspondent returns. Point eight, we'll chat to Ray Houghton about a live game, West Brom versus Liverpool in the Premier League. Point nine, we'll have more filth from Justin Morehouse in Guess the Attendance. The 10th point does not exist anymore, but I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. So, yeah, so we've got one thing if you want to get in touch, motivational speeches or someone's just tweeted a close-up of Jamie O'Hara. He was really going for it.
Yeah.
Konchesky less so. O'Hara really was buzzing for it. And I think, actually, from my limited experience now of singing that song, which is only once right now, if you let yourself go, you can get carried away in the moment. So, yeah, motivational.
I'd never actually heard the song before I saw the video.
So there you
go.
So
then I had to look up the proper version on YouTube and then the Leatherhead version. So it was basically, that's what I was watching 3 different videos on a loop.
Anyway, look, so bad motivational, anything, just advice, motivation advice, or please tell me amateur football, you've been made to sing a song together. TalkSport 2 tonight has commentary of Granada's clash with Celta Vigo from 7:45. Tony Adams' first game there. You will have seen probably the training methods of Tony Adams so far has been put to Beat It by Michael Jackson, and when the music's on, it looks great.
It's been put to several different Run DMC as well.
Okay,
a few others. Someone's been busy.
Chris Schelt says,
"Imagine if these creative people, use their powers for
something more
useful. I
won't
say good because what they're doing is great, but you know." Ending poverty
instead of
world hunger.
Putting Tony Adams' coaching to music. Anyway, so look, bad coaching drills. That may have been a very good coaching drill. Cundy was trying to point out that he was probably trying to teach them to be the Arsenal back four. I can't imagine George Graham doing that sort of dance. I can't imagine Steve Bold or Tony Adams buying it either. But anyway, drills that your manager has made you do that you weren't quite sure about.
Can we check with Ray Parler?
Yeah, I don't see why not. 81089 on the text, tweet at Max Truston, at B Glenn Denning. This is the warm-up on the world's biggest sports radio station. It's Talk Sport. I'm tempted out of the ad break to sing that song again, but we won't put you through it. We'll have the Premier League review next.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Truston on Talk Sport.
We are not hugging. I don't do hugs.
Time for this.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
Yeah, let's look back at yesterday's Premier League football. Barry, I've got some notes. You got notes today?
I've got notes up to a point. The point being when Everton and Burnley were a match of the day, then I started boiling eggs, making toast and coffee and stopped taking notes.
I'll start with Frank Lampard's performance on match of the day. Strong green shirt, I thought.
And I thought it was a little bit too small for him.
Did you think?
Yeah, it was very...
those in glass houses.
Those old gags about Frank Lampard, you know, who quite clearly is not overweight. I just thought it was a little bit tight across the chest.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a little glance at the Sunday supplement before I left the house, and I noticed Miguel Delaney, my friend and colleague, was on, and I was comparing the tightness of his shirt across the chest to Lampard's. And Delaney was rocking his shirt a lot more... better than Lamps.
Okay.
And I'm guessing Lamps can afford a better quality and class of shirt. You know, his are probably bespoke.
Potentially.
Where Delaney buys off the peg. Or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I don't know how much the Independent are paying their journalists these days. But I thought his shirt was a little tight, but anyway.
But you see, the nerves went quickly, because you can tell on Match of the Day, or any pundit, that when they're nervous, when they just clasp the arms of the chair.
Yeah.
And early on he had that. Arms came out, thought he did a fine job. Spurs, he looks like a nice man. And I don't know him, but he looks like a nice fella, doesn't he?
Who?
Frank.
Yeah, seems to be.
Spurs, Bournemouth. I have no notes for this game. I'm not sure. I want Tottenham to win the league, but I'm not sure I'm comfortable with Spurs being so consistent.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with Spurs being so good. They're really, really good. And I'm not sure how they're not top of the league, because they're so good. They're quite clearly the best team in the Premier League.
Their running is tough. And Chelsea's running after. Chelsea got United today, and obviously that's a massive game. And Spurs have got to be hoping that Chelsea drop points today. But apart from that, I think there might be one other game that Chelsea go. But I think Spurs finish at Hull, are good at home and might be playing for something. Mm-hmm. They've got Arsenal and Manchester United at home. They've got to go to West Ham, who won't want Spurs to win. So I think I would love it to go down to the end of the season. I just don't think it will.
Mm. I noticed during this game that Eddie Howe was taking notes, and I was wondering if it was because he wants to be on this feature with us.
Not possible.
Was he doing notes?
Maybe he does his own podcast.
I don't know. Vincent Janssen scored. Everyone was very happy for him.
Mm.
Took him two attempts, it has to be said. Let's nitpick.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM.
Not
warm-up with Max Rushton.
There was a lot of sanctimonious putting about that on Twitter yesterday.
I would say it was just a tiny minority of Spurs fans and not real fans.
Well, I would say it was pretty much every single fan at White Hart Lane. I must say, I thought it was quite funny, but I hope Jack gets well soon. He's not had a good season. 22 starts, no goals, 2 assists. It hasn't really happened for him at Bournemouth.
Southampton, Manchester City. We're talking about the penalty incident where Fraser Forster palmed it out for a corner. And then everybody watching...
I wouldn't say he panned.
Okay.
I
would, he flapped it.
Got the faintest of caresses on the ball with his fingertips.
You could touch a ball more faintly than that.
I'm not
sure. So
it
wasn't the faintest of touches. It was the second faintest of touches. But it wasn't a penalty. I don't think it was a penalty. But the way Graham Pohl was saying it's still a penalty made me start questioning if
I knew
Graham
Pohl
of the game.
Realised... He'd made a ricket and wouldn't admit it. That's my theory.
He's on Hawksby Jacobs every Monday, isn't he? So I don't know if they're in tomorrow. It's a bank holiday. But if I'd like to hear him just to see if he's changed his mind by now. Graham, if you're listening. If you're listening, Graham, give us a call. Do you think it was a penalty yet? Because if there's video, you know, if they have video refs, they can't be for penalties. Because this is proved that they can't do that. I had a note about Vincent Kompany. Everyone's very pleased for him because, you know, he must be lovely and everybody likes him and he's a very good player. The amount of passion he showed when he scored that goal. I wondered if, Barry, you'd ever shown that much passion about anything ever.
Probably not. Well, the note I took was, if I have to work 15 years for one such moment, it's worth it. That's what Vincent Kompany said. I don't think it would be.
What, to bundle a header in against Southampton, you wouldn't work... that the keeper should have saved, you wouldn't have worked that hard.
If someone said to me, you know, you have to start training, you have to achieve the fitness of a professional footballer, and you know, plug away in the reserves for 15 years, sweeping the terraces, cleaning, you know, Max's boots every day, just to bundle in a header against Southampton, and that would be your football career. No, I wouldn't take it.
Fair play to Marco Gabbiadini. Lasted 60 minutes. Not bad for a 49-year-old. Stoke Hull.
I was a bit confused about this. Right, Saido Berahino was substituted and the Stoke fans were all booing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out whether they were booing him or booing
Mark Hughes
for taking him off. To the best of my knowledge, he has not scored since he went to Stoke.
It seemed that they were... the commentators intimated and it seemed that they were booing Mark Hughes. And then I wonder, you know, Stoke fans don't seem to be overly enamoured with Mark Hughes, yet Stoke are basically doing as well as Stoke can do. And they've actually got some, you know, they've got Jerdan Shaqiri, who is just a glory. You know, he's walking around the pitch being better than everyone else, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Basically. So I'm not sure. I mean, look, I don't go and watch Stoke every week. It might be hard. So it might not be as exciting.
I don't either. And I pity those who do. And if any of them would like to get in touch just to clear up this Berahino booing, was it Berahino who's being booed or was it Mark Hughes? Don't know.
Did you like? I mean, the replay of Arnautovic's goal, there was a moment where they did it from the back and all I could look at was Shaqiri's calves bulging in the socks could barely keep in his incredible calves. Did you see his beige Mac he was wearing after the when he was being interviewed?
I didn't notice.
He had a beige anorak on, and it was a lovely look.
School bag?
No school bag. There were no school bags on show yesterday. All his goals been outside the box. Interestingly, Jerdan Shaqiri has not had a shot on target from inside the box. He's had some shots from inside the box, but not one has been on target all season. Watford Swansea. Watford are 10th, but I'm wondering if they're more boring than Middlesbrough.
Well, they are more boring than Middlesbrough. I posited a theory recently. Well, it was sort of, what is the point of Middlesbrough? But that was before it became apparent they were actually going to get relegated. Mm-hmm. So now that they're getting relegated, that's interesting. They're doing something interesting. At that time, it looked like Watford might get relegated, but now they're safe. They are quite dull. There was a very annoying drummer at Vicarage Road, actually, which didn't help. I would venture to say the drummer at Vicarage Road, and this is a big shout,
mm-hmm.
is more annoying than the England band, the brass band.
That's big. What about the guy at Portsmouth that rings the bell?
He actually crossed my mind. If, say, you have a season ticket and you end up beside the antique bookseller at Portsmouth in the Portsmouth top hat with a lot of ink,
Yeah.
Who rings the ship's bell. I think it's a bell off a ship, which would, you know, fit yes. in with it being Portsmouth. If you're can you ask to be moved?
I don't know the answer, but we'll find out.
Stoke fans, if you happen to know that as well.
Stoke fans could clear everything up for us. We'd appreciate it.
We just want one knowledgeable Stoke fan, please, to ring us up and just solve all our problems.
Criticism for Fernando Llorente, only sprinted 19 metres. No mention of how beautiful he is, though. And I'm just going to try again now my deep voice, Barry, to see if you think Watford players do sound like fragrances. Doucouré, Amrabat, Cabaselli. Success.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
You are listening to the warm-up on Talk Sport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendening here until one. On the subject of bad motivational team talks. Sir Isaac Newton says, I was once told by my coach as a centre mid, don't do anything stupid like run about. I think he invented the holding midfielder. Mikey Richards, during a successful season, our captain gave a pre-match team talk. Lads, we've won 9 out of 9. Let's go out there and make it 9 out of 10. Joe said, my manager said I'm a better player when angry and let myself be kicked about. It worked, but it hurt.
As a player manager of mm-hmm. Polytechnic Forts, is it? You obviously have to give team talks.
Yeah,
I can't imagine you inspiring confidence among the troops.
Well, if I have a captive audience and I've got to talk, then it's an opportunity, not necessarily to make people laugh, but at least give it a good try. So, I do 10 seconds and go, come on, this really matters. This really matters. And then I see a passing bird or something. Go, oh, that's nice. Doesn't go. No, I don't have the rage.
Yeah, you had to be there, I'm guessing.
Stefan says, the drill I remember my old PE teacher doing was making us climb over a fence to the opposite field and pick up an apple and then climb back over the fence with an apple in hand. Pretty sure he was just scrumping for apples. Probably not a real PE teacher thinking about it. Keep them coming in, please. Look back, just before we go to Alan McInally, we can do a bit more of the Premier League review. Everton Burnley. I'm very pleased for Phil Jagielka bringing back the cartwheel. Did you like it? It was like he scored and he just remembered, if I score, I'm going to do a cartwheel. So he did one. It's very sort of PE, under 12s PE.
How was it? Was it better than, say, a Robbie Keane?
No.
On a scale of, Trezorie,
Lua. Oh, Jose Dominguez just below him, and
Hugo Sanchez, and then at the bottom, Robbie Keane doing his sort of tumble.
It was below a Keane.
Ooh.
It's now the lowest of the gymnastic celebrations. Jagielka is at the bottom with Lua and Sanchez just above Jose Dominguez in the top three. I really enjoyed Robles' foul for the penalty. I can't remember who was. I think Vokes was going away from goal. And he just thought, sod it. Just went straight into him. It was a bit of joy.
Ross Barkley had an eventful week.
He did.
And he ended it with a goal. And his celebration, I thought, was quite interesting. If 5 or 6 days previously I had been sucker punched by a complete stranger in a nightclub and then I scored a goal, I think the last thing I would choose to do is go to a big group of strangers and sort of stand on a little, very, very narrow fence.
What, do you think someone might have pushed him off or tried to do it again?
Well, it'd just be slightly wary, you'd think.
Maybe.
And do you think when he stood up there, he kind of went, maybe I shouldn't have done this, because it looked as if he was going to fall over into the crowd.
He needed to steady himself a couple of times.
Yeah, and they were holding him up.
Good for him. Good for you, yes, Ross Barkley. Yes.
Pleasant end to a not very pleasant week.
Not a very pleasant week, and undeserved on all counts.
Several sucker punches, one in a nightclub, one in newspaper.
Yeah, and some people just paid professionally to offend people. Don't need to give them any more oxygen. Mark Hottinger.
Peter Hooker.
Wayne Faraday.
Romeo Zondervan.
Trevor Birch.
Peter Shurtleff.
John Bumstead.
Ian Brightwell.
Neil Ardley.
Mickey Ginn.
Wayne Clark.
Ruben Agbula.
Miksu Patalainen.
Simon Garner.
Paul Goddard.
Steve Sedgley.
Frank Yallop.
Peter Fear.
Lars Bohinen.
Ian Culverhouse.
Well played.
A round of applause from Toby Gillies there. Yeah, high action, high drama, high octane.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Right, let's do footballers and ice. Today's contestant is the former Nottingham Forest legend, Gary Birtles. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Well?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Very good, thank you. Barry's nervous that you're just too good at football to be forced to do this radio feature.
Yeah. You're kind of an elder statesman. I think this feature might be beneath you, so it's up to us, or up to you, to prove me wrong, Gary.
Well, that's a kind way of putting it.
Yeah. Listen, Barry. Barry, you concentrate. Listen, Gary. You see, Paddy McGuinness couldn't do that. I couldn't do names either. There we go. Look, Gary, it's important to find nice footballers because they get a bad press sometimes. So we do it on this feature. And the way we begin is by asking you a very straightforward question. Are you ready?
Okie doke, yeah.
Gary Birtles, are you nice?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, do you do anything nice? Because we've had footballers on with their own foundations. We've had Mickey Quinn, who just asked for some money, so quite not as nice. Johnny Jackson promised to start a foundation under the pressure of live radio. Michael Duff just gives 10p to a homeless person when he sees them. On the spectrum of niceness, Gary, where would you put yourself?
God, these are intense, aren't they?
Yeah.
Easter Sunday.
They get less intense, trust me.
Yeah, I'll get myself up there around about 8 then.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so that means you qualify for 15 very non-intense questions. Question 1.
By the way.
If Barry and I were to come around for dinner, Gary Birtles, what would you cook for us?
I'm not the greatest cook in the world. I would do fish. I love tuna, fresh tuna. So I would do something fish, a Greek salad. New potatoes, something like that.
Okay,
that's Mediterranean.
I'm happy with that. Sounds good to me. Mm. If you were coming around to our house for dinner, Gary, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I try pretty much anything. I've tried sheep's eyeballs when I was in the Arab Emirates years ago when I was with Forrest. So I'm prepared to try anything. I think probably tripe, something like that. That would be the one thing that would put me off.
Did you enjoy the sheep's eyeball?
Yeah, they were very tasty, actually. Yeah, very different.
Were they chewy, or did they sort of pop? Did they melt in your mouth like a quaver?
No, it was quite an interesting taste. It wasn't chewy like a whelk or anything like that. It was quite well done, actually.
All right, and were they boiled, or I mean, how were they prepared?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the chef that.
He's on later, so we can do that. Question 3, Gary. Do you do your own laundry?
Yeah, I am my own stuff. Yeah, I do all the washing. I do all the housework. My good ladies say she wasn't born to be domestic. So, we've got my dad and her parents coming around this afternoon. So I had to tidy the whole house up this morning.
All right. So she sits in a sedan chair while Birtles carries the Hoover. I love this.
Feeds her grapes.
She gets the dinner ready. So give her that.
Okay, that's good.
When did you last take public transport, Gary? Like a bus, maybe, or a train?
All the time, you know, when we go, I'm on the trains all the time up and down the country, obviously, with my job. But we always get on the bus and go into Nottingham. That's great. Yeah, we're not averse to doing that at all.
Some feedback already. Robbie says, Gary Birtle's not just nice, he is also a great man, #legend. There you are.
not so sure about that either.
tough question. What's your favourite insect
Pat Jennings struggled with this. Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope. So, you know, the net...
I hate insects in general.
Oh, really?
Flies. Flies do my head in summer. I just can't be doing with them. I do like, yeah, butterflies, obviously. It's nice. You don't see many of them about. So when you do, it's good to see them.
Okay. Good answer.
Do you own a onesie, Gary? And if so, do you wear it?
What? I haven't seen dead in it. Dear me. What sort of Christian question is that?
Well, hang on. Someone, who was it that wore one on holiday? Oh, I forget. Anyway.
It wasn't me.
Well, it takes all sorts, doesn't it? So it's good to know.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm with you. There was a time once when they tried to force me and Barry into onesies, and we said we'd resign if we had to. And that's the only battle I've ever won against an employer.
I'd rather have a leg off than wear one of them, I think.
What's your favourite cheese, Gary?
Ooh, I love cheese. It's my big downfall. Anything blue. I love blue cheese, a rich blue cheese.
Did you eat it as a player? Did you eat cheese as a player when you weren't meant to?
Oh, we got away with anything then. We were the only team who got fined if we didn't go out for a drink on a Friday night. So, you know, in those days, we had a drink on a Friday, we ate what we liked, and just got on with it and trained well and, you know, won two European Cups.
There you go. I hope a cheese board before the European Cup final. I'd love to see that.
You're on death row, Gary. Sorry about that. 1 hour to go. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
Anything like I just, funnily enough, I just, there's nothing much on this morning, so I was just watching The Vicar of Dibley. I like anything like that, you know, Fools and Horses, Fawlty Towers, anything funny, anything, you know, old comedy like that. I think they're still fantastic to watch. You know, they still get you, even though you've seen them many times before.
If you could eat one fruit for the rest of time, which one would you choose?
I love melon, so I'd say melon.
Okay. Good answer. Cantaloupe or, well, I don't know what the other melon is.
No, the Ogun.
Okay. Oh, okay. You can have whichever melon you like.
Any melon. Melon. They're all decent. Yeah, they're all decent.
How many toilets do you have, Gary, in your home?
We have one upstairs and one outside.
Outside? A latrine?
Yeah, it's 1918 house. It's one of the old houses, so they... For some reason, there's a toilet outside as well, which is good for, you know, barbecues and parties. So, you know, the gents, you use the outside when the ladies go upstairs.
Do you ever get sent outside to go to the loo?
Absolutely. I live with two women. I've got an 18-year-old daughter and my wife. So, obviously, yeah, I'm slightly outvoted.
And in winter?
Oh, I love winter anyway. I do like a bit of cold weather, so it doesn't bother me.
No, my parents live in, like, in a Georgian house, and there's an outdoor one. My father only uses it.
Like, even in the middle of the night?
In the middle of the winter, that's the only one he'll use. And,
fair,
you know,
play to him.
There's three inside or four to choose from, and no, always outside with the paper.
Exactly. Well, I used to work on building sites, remember. I was a floor layer, so I'm used to, you know, freezing cold temperatures, so it's not a problem.
Oh, no, you know, we should send Mark Schwartz with his nine toilets to your house. Tell him to go,
Gary,
outside.
I must tell you, actually, there's an elderly friend of mine, an Irish bloke, who used to work on the sites here in London, and he had you'll identify with this, he had a very unpleasant experience where the guy who was supposed to be cleaning the loo on the site didn't take the J's fluid out of it. And then my pal went in, sat on it, dropped his crown jewels into the J's fluid and had to go to hospital where it's a horrendous experience.
Is this allowed on Easter Sunday? Dear me.
It's all right. It's not on. We're not actually on the radio, Gary. It's fine.
Quality.
Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary, who once proudly boasted to Tony Cascarino that he had 11?
No, we've got three. One in the lounge, one in the kitchen, and one in my daughter's room.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
What kind of pant do you prefer, Gary? Briefs, boxers, tight, loose?
John Hartson's always commando.
Oh, good for him. but I think boxers more than anything.
Okay. Are you better looking than the former West Brom defender Jonas Olsen?
No, don't think so. No.
Oh, I don't know. I think.
I've got a perfect face for radio. They can always tell me so.
Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, who's particularly fragrant?
I would think so, because I look after myself. I do like to
keep up a dapper appearance.
Yeah, you do, actually. He always looks good on the telly, Gary, doesn't he? Final question, Gary Birtles. Are you nicer than Linvoy Primus?
Not knowing the gentleman, I don't know. But you like to think you're nice and, you know, people like you, but you don't know until people tell you that or they say they don't like you. So I've no idea.
He's got an MBE for being nice.
Well, it's difficult to beat then, isn't it?
Tough to beat, yeah.
It's a knighthood then. I've got no chance of that.
So Gary Birtles, we'll make it happen. Gary, thank you so much for your time. Did you enjoy it?
Pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you so much.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Let's do Guess the Attendance, Barry. Today, top journalist Barry Glendenning takes on top comedian Justin Morehouse. Good afternoon, Justin.
Hi, guys.
Wow, where are you?
Oh, well, you join me mid-dog walk.
All right. Are we on a speakerphone?
No, yeah, I'm using my excellent noise-canceling headphones.
Okay.
Which is cancelling the noise for me, but not for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it means
that's what comes.
All right. Well, it does mean we can barely hear a word you're saying, which is, I mean, it's a slight detail for this important...
Hang on.
Okay, yeah, I'm hanging on. Yeah, I'm hanging on.
Hang on.
Hang on, I'm hanging on.
Is that any better?
Oh, that's better. I was starting to think you weren't taking this game. I was starting to think, like West Brom, you're on the beach already with Guess the Attendance.
I was thinking he's so nervous about this week's game that he's wearing a crash helmet, and that's why we couldn't hear him properly.
It looks like I'm wearing a crash helmet. I've got my cap on. Guess the sport, it's a sporting cap. Guess the sport.
Baseball.
No, I've got more esoteric.
Croquet.
Even more esoteric. Think different hemisphere.
Kabaddi.
Nah, that's in the same hemisphere, weirdly, isn't it, India? It's in the northern hemisphere.
Is it?
Sumo wrestling.
No, come on, guys. It's Aussie rules.
Ah, okay. Who's your team? Who's your
Demons.
Who are they?
Demons, Melbourne FC.
Oh, okay. I'm a Western
Bulldog. I'm a Carlton man, Justin.
I'm a Western Bulldog. But that's nothing to do with the game. That's just how I... right, Courtois out for Chelsea. Does that make any difference to how much
Hurrah.
Jozo will park the bus today?
Hurrah! My friend has phoned me before, very nervous about the game, and he said this phrase. He said, well, it's obviously, it depends which United turn up. And I said, we'll be all right as long as it's not Carlisle United.
okay, and you desperately don't want Chelsea to... Can you do us a favour and just take something off Chelsea?
I genuinely think there's a good chance that we might get a draw.
Okay. It'll be a boring game, won't it?
It's going to be so boring. I just don't want us to be... I can't see us getting humiliated in our own backyard. But then again, you know, my family were the first sort of people to do barbecues. We've routinely got humiliated in our own backyards.
Right, let's play Guess the Attendance. Carl has sent a text going, guess the hat, it's got potential. We workshopped it there and I quite enjoyed the game. Okay.
Well, better idea, we could call it Guess the Attendance.
Oh, really good.
Well, every week before we play Guess the Attendance, I wear a different hat.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. As long as it's honest. I don't want you to pretend you've got a hat on that you don't have on, because that would be bringing the game into disrepute.
I don't like this cloak of sort of suspicion around me.
Well,
which is another game.
It's the way you play the game. It's absolute dirt. You're doing very well. Barry hasn't won in... Barry's like Gianfranco Zola of Guess the Attendance.
I think Gianfranco Zola's won a couple of games.
He has, hasn't he? Okay, where should we start? Let's start the Premier League. Stoke 3, Hull 1. Stoke 3, Hull 1. Let's go to Barry first. How many were there?
I'll go 32,211.
Justin?
28,400.
27,500. Barry's genuinely angry. You punched the table like Vincent Kompany punched the hoarding. You have shown the passion that we wanted you to show, finally. It's come out 1-0 Morehouse. We all thought that would happen. But that was an honest victory in that game. Okay. Let's go to our league. It's tricky, this. We'll go into League One. Gillingham v Bristol Rovers. A 3-1 win for Gillingham. Nil-nil at half-time. What a cracking second half they all got. But how many were there, Justin?
3,497.
Barry?
He's undershot.
Play it, Barry. Play hard.
3,498.
5,916. Yes. It's 1-1.
Okay. Dog of a man.
Okay.
On Easter Sunday as well.
Into Vanarama National League. Boreham Wood 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 3. But how many were at Boreham Wood? The Boreham Wood Arena. That's what it's called. I've no idea what it's called. Barry.
I will go 1,163.
Justin.
1,162.
801. We knew it would happen. For a second, he thought about it, but then he went to classic Morehouse play. Yeah. Two banks of four. Hit a channel ball there. That was like Robert Huth's goal, wasn't it? Long throw straight in, no messing. 2-1, Justin Morehouse leads. Okay, where should we go next? Let's go into Scottish League 2. Annan Athletic 2, Berwick 1. 0-0 at half-time again. Another classic second half. But how many were at Annan? Justin.
1,200.
Barry.
1,199.
460. You've learned how to do it, Barry, haven't you? It is 2-2. Well, this is a modern-day classic. They'll be talking about this.
It's like the 79 Cup final.
It is. So we'll go down in the annals of Guess the Attendance history. Where shall we go for this one? God, I've got to pick a good game for this one. Okay, but I want to give everyone a chance, a fighting chance. Let's go into the Championship.
Yeah.
Huge victory in the last minute for Huddersfield, keeping them in third place. Huddersfield 3, Preston 2. Are you singing R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Just to get yourself
Sorry,
motivated.
Which game is this? I got distracted.
Huddersfield 3, Preston 2.
I'm the squirrel on the hedge. I'm the donkey in the
But how many were there? Huddersfield versus Preston. Who's going first?
Barry's going first.
So it does give Justin the advantage. 2-2, Huddersfield v
right.
Preston.
It's going to be full. Right. But what is the attendance of Huddersfield? What's
the capacity.
capacity.
If you learnt the capacities, it would
Barry,
be...
Barry.
What?
Do you want me to do the sportsman-like thing and go first?
That's when the football family come together.
Don't patronise me.
That is like the Dortmund fans opening their rooms for the Monaco fans to find a room, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Justin Morehouse has done then. This game has had absolutely everything.
I've opened my door to Glendenning.
He has. He said, Glendenning, you can sleep on my couch.
You can partake of my mum's hospitality.
Okay.
Oh, and you're taking it, Barry. Oh, I see.
I'm desperate.
Okay.
18,132.
I will go 18,133.
21,254.
Congratulations, Barry.
Thank you, Justin.
Justin,
congratulations.
After all the accusations.
You loser.
Come on now,
loser.
Barry. Come on now. Look. We made him sing R. Kelly at the start of the show, Justin. It's gone to his head. If there's a moral victor there, it's Justin Morehouse. But the winner...
I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it.
I've got my head in my hands. Justin, thank you for your time.
No, I genuinely enjoyed this week. And to me, Guess Attendance is the winner.
I think you're absolutely right.
I couldn't disagree with that. It was attritional. There was...
Yeah, I mean, I gave up, essentially.
You bottled it.
I didn't bottle it, mate. I mean, for you, it was about, you know, yes, okay.
Is your dog, just look at the end of that lead you're holding in your hand. Is your dog looking at you with a sort of a curious mix of contempt you've never seen before?
In a bizarre analogy of this game, she's actually licking her own backside.
Emma says, honestly can't believe it, but guess the attendance, my new guilty pleasure. Barry goes feral, Sunday sin. And BCAFC says, like DiCanio catching the ball. Instead, in this case, Barry is on the floor and Justin catches the ball. Well done, Justin Morehouse. You have taken Guess the Attendance from the depths and certainly given it another few weeks, which is great news for our show.
Are you under threat?
Well, everything's under threat. Yeah, I know. There's been campaigns about it and stuff.
About what?
About Guess the Attendance.
I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, I know, but there's... But,
keep it from us, Barry. Keep it from us.
We're just pawns in a bigger game.
We don't want to let it affect you. It is in danger because of the nuclear war that might happen, Justin. But at least we can all know we played
Guess... Can we play Guess the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile? Guess the range.
Hey, we've got to go, Justin.
Tomahawks and tridents with Justin Morehouse and Barry Glendinning.
What did you do before the bombs dropped? I was guessing how many people were at Annan Athletic. I've lived a good life.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
They were the best bits. Hope you enjoyed them. Have a good weekend, etc.